exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host, I'm Lori Neufeld. I am so excited to have Cotton Jenny here, a Fairbanks favorite. Caitlin Fry, will you do the honors of introducing your band for us tonight?
I would love to introduce the band. We have Jeremiah Bakken on the electric guitar, George Giannakopoulos on the upright bass, and Travis Burrows on the drums. And we're going to start you off with a song called A Thousand Little Lies.
Tracks are in the driveway, what's that smell on your clothes? Why won't you ever talk to me? We used to be close. There's something in the air, I can feel it in my bones. I'm the ghost of a man, a stranger in my home. It's not the years I've lost to you, it's not those desperate fights. It's not your eyes have turned to black from tender rays of light. It's not the leaving lonely cry that keeps me up at night. It's running through and adding up a thousand little lies.
Jenny joins us here on KUAC's Alaska Live, and we're not just on the radio tonight. We're doing some filming for Alaska Live Television, so we've got a full live studio audience and plenty of room on the Alaska Live rug and set here for your band. And Caitlin Fry, that was a great song to start off with. Do you remember writing that?
I do remember writing that. It's a song about infidelity.
Yes, A Thousand Little Lies, oh my. And I know that most of these tunes that you're sharing tonight are originals that you've written over the years.
That's right. I wrote all of these songs in Alaska since I've moved here.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Right.
So Thousand Little Lies to start off with. Let's hear another so we can do a little bit more boot stomping and head nodding.
That sounds perfect. This next one, another original tune, is called The Flyaway Waltz.
What a sweet waltz. Cotton Jenny here on KUAC's Alaska Live. And you mentioned that you've written all these songs since you moved to Alaska. And I remembered that the first time I think I became aware of you as a singer and a guitarist was at Folkfest. I think I was on stage emceeing and and I introduced you and I was just blown away by your talent and your songs and the fact that you had maybe just moved here and put together a really good backing band too. And so, what made you move to Alaska?
Well, I moved up here with my family, so my husband and my two little girls, and we moved up here because he started a PhD program at UAF.
Great.
And now it's our home. We're here. We're committed. We love it. So.
Where did you move up from?
That's a good question. Lots of places,
yeah.
I would say. I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and I moved around the Mountain West a bunch. The last place that probably felt like home before here was Livingston, Montana.
Did you have a band back in Livingston?
You know, I did. That was where I got my kind of start on the stage, more or less. And I played with a band called the Clutch Riders out there.
Nice. So were you weren't singing your own songs in the Clutch Riders.
I actually was, but yeah, you know, as the years pass, those old songs just kind of, you know, don't seem to quite fit. So
new place, new band, exactly. New songs.
Exactly.
Well, it seems like you're a prolific songwriter, so you're able to do that. And
I try my best. I write a lot of bad ones.
Well, I heard that that's what it takes. Mm-hmm. Are you doing the February FOM, whatever it is, the write a song a day month in February?
You know, that would be great if I was still 20.
Right.
But I have a few more responsibilities now.
You just explained that you're here with your family and your kids. And yes.
You know, I've got a few things going on, so I wouldn't say that I write a song a day, but that sounds lovely.
I don't know. It's a challenge. It's the shortest month of the year, and so that's what people do.
Right.
Some people do it. Not everybody does this.
Yeah. Once upon a time.
I've just heard. Oh, what a beautiful ballad that was. What was the name of that waltz?
That was called the Flyaway Waltz.
Oh, the Flyaway Waltz. Well, you can fly away in summer and winter here, it seems like. Sometimes we want to fly away from the ice that has occurred.
Right about now would be great.
What's next on the set list? Cotton Jenny and Caitlin Fry?
So next we have a song called Don't Run.
Caitlin Fry, her band here, Cotton Jenny, and Jeremiah Bakken. It's great to hear you here at Alaska Live again. You've been here with Fireweed Fiddle. Were you a Muskox rider with Emily Anderson?
Correct.
Emily Anderson, not Fireweed Fiddle.
Correct.
Yeah, all right. great to have you back. And for those of you who have been following a music scene in Fairbanks for quite some time, founding member of Sweating Honey also.
Almost.
Oh.
But definitely a member, yes.
Yeah. In this band, you have some lead guitar licks that are really tasty and nice, and you even get to do some backing vocals. Love that.
No, thanks. It's fun.
When did you meet Caitlin and become part of Cotton Ginny?
I think I met you through Matt Johnson. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A few years ago.
Had a few jams. I think actually we did a gig impromptu, and I asked Matt to bring some people at the Marlin, and I believe it was me, Caitlin, Matt, and Brady.
Sounds about right.
Good things happen.
I think Ryan Bowers, yeah, but we never played together before, and we did a whole night at the Marlin, just jamming out, doing all sorts of stuff, and then we like, wow, we got to keep doing this.
Good things happen at that little dive bar.
Yeah.
After that, I was like, I've got to play with this guy again.
Right. So that was a story of how you put together the band with Jeremiah. How'd you pick up your drummer, Travis Burrows, and your bassist, George Yannakopoulos?
Well, it was sort of a discussion about, hey, it's the winter. Do you want to put together a band? Who do you want to have in it? Yeah. And I think that came together pretty quick. Matt Johnson was a founding member, and he is not here tonight. And Travis has joined us a few months ago, probably this summer.
It's good to have a good drummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're playing some bar gigs, because you really command the stage with your songs if you've got good rhythm section.
This is true. Yeah. I'm thankful for Travis and the drum set. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, your songs are really intricate and they tell a story. And it's great for a venue like Alaska Live. But you do play a bunch of other venues, like you were mentioning, the Marlin, and you're playing this weekend.
That's right. We're playing this weekend at Ivory Jack's on Friday night, and we're going to be sharing the stage with Dead Calm.
Uh-huh. So another Fairbanks band.
Exactly. Nice. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And so having, band members plugged in and the drums and bass really, it makes you stand out and gets you a little above the hum of a crowd sometimes.
Yeah, I think we can usually manage that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
At least early in the night.
Yeah. Have you played sets as a soloist also?
I have. Mm-hmm. I definitely prefer to have a bunch of incredibly talented musicians backing me up, certainly. But I'll play a solo gig here and there.
Yeah. If you're asked to open up for somebody, hey, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no.
Right. Well, Caitlin Fry, it is really great to have you here at your band, Cotton Ginny. And Don't Run, that last song was very fun. And did you sing that to tourists ever to suggest that you don't run from bears?
That's a thought. I could rebrand it, certainly. It kind of has a little bit of a different
way.
Yeah,
it is. A little darker than that.
It is. But hey, maybe we could make a commercial or something.
Do run from moose, though, right?
Right. That's what they say.
All right. It'd be great to hear more Cotton Ginny here on Alaska Live.
All right. Well, we've got another original tune for you. This one is called Who Does the Sun Shine For? Who does the sun shine for? It ain't for me, no. It ain't for me. When I was young, I had something worth fighting for. Don't matter. Won't you hold me, help me, man? Thank you.
What a nice rolling along blues song you wrote there, Caitlin Fry. Do you remember the story behind when you wrote that one? Or
you know, I do remember that one. I was actually in my car.
Sounds like such a we're rolling down the road. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in my car and I remember I was actually driving to pick up my younger daughter from preschool. And I came up with the line, "Who does the sun shine for?" And I, as soon as I got to the parking lot, I kept singing it over and over again. As soon as I got to the parking lot, I took my little voice memo thing out of my phone and I sang into it. And then I think I wrote the song that night.
So. That's really great. I was wondering, you mentioned that you were going to pick up your daughter, and I was wondering, what were the songs that you were hearing in the car as a kid? Because
that's a great question.
Something must have influenced you in the right direction.
Well, you know, car music is its own special thing.
It is.
I remember driving around with my mom when I was little, my mom and my sister, and we used to listen to the oldies station, which back then was like, you know, Elvis and the Beatles when I was growing up. And every time Elvis or the Beatles would come on, my mom would say, "Who's this, girls?" And we knew if it was more than one person singing, that it was the Beatles. If it was just one, it was usually Elvis. But I came from a family that listened to a lot of music, and my dad was a huge influence for me with music. And when I was 16, he gave me my first mixtape. And right after I got my driver's license,
did you wear out that
world.
Tape?
Oh yeah, I remember it.
What were some of your favorites on the mixtape from your dad?
Gosh, you know, it was all over the place. It was like Townes Van Zandt and Henry Mancini and the Lounge Lizards. And I mean, it was.
Those are the guys from Austin that are hilarious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally bizarre music. And it was really all over the place. And I had never, you know, listened to anything like that before. And it blew my mind. And so here we are today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're writing your own songs. And, singing for your own kids, and you know, have you made them a mixtape yet?
I haven't.
Okay, well,
they're still on like the Disney princess,
okay.
You know, kind of thing, which is fine. You know, I know all the words to the old Disney movies too.
Disney, you know, there's some good sing-alongs in kids' musicals.
There are. There's some good music.
it can always tell when somebody's been influenced as a child in the right direction, you know, that's it's important.
I feel like I got a lot of help in the music scene from my family for sure.
Yeah, and there was some weird ones on there, like Austin Lounge Lizards. I mean, that's
that's
a good one.
My dad will not be confined in a box in terms of the type of music he listened to. It was, you know, jazz music and classical and weird music, and you know,
sounds like it could be a regular round midnight on KUAC sometimes.
Oh yeah, he would have a great show. He would have a really great show. Hi, Dad. I know you're listening.
Where is he? Is he here in Alaska?
My parents are both in Portland.
Okay.
So I think they're both listening online tonight.
Oh, great.
Very That's what good. They said.
It's only an hour later there, so they're good to go.
No, it's past my bedtime, but they said they'd stay.
Oh. Well, let's give Caitlin's parents another song and everybody else that's out there in Radioland.
All right. This next one is called Everybody's Burning. I went out on a yellow night with a pistol in my shoe. Had a lot of trouble. Devil, he's been drinking from my broken whiskey cup. Better get to walking before you drink that whole thing up. And he said, burn that body down. Watch it pick itself up off the ground. I was looking for the one who took
Yes, smoking. Cotton Jenny joins us here on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm the host. I'm Lori Neufeld. And Caitlin Fry, you really let your band shine there on that song, too. Did you write it with this band in mind, or just a good bass player and good drummer and good electric guitar?
You know, I wrote this song a little over a year ago, probably, mm-hmm. And so I would say anything that I've written since I've been playing with these guys, I'm writing, thinking about how good it's going to sound when they play it.
And do you have to have band practices to workshop the songs that you've written, of course?
Ideally, that's what happens. No, yeah, we like to get together and play music and hang out and, you know.
Don't call it practice.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a jam.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sometimes we get down to business. Mostly it's just fun.
George, I know you thought maybe you'd get away with not talking, but I'm going to have you step over to the mic over there. And oh, George Janakopoulos, it's so nice to see you here. You know you can adjust that a little bit if you want. Okay. Oh, your weathered bass is it's a beauty to behold, and I've seen it many times on stage. It's good to have it here at the Alaska Live Studios. How long has she been with you?
Well, I don't know. I got it in 97, I believe.
Yeah.
I was at the university here at UAF, and I left to go find a bass in Lower 48.
And this is the one you found.
To play bluegrass music.
Oh, right. With your original band, what, Clark County?
Yes.
Oh, nice. And did your bass look this weathered when you picked it up in Lower 48?
No, it's an older bass, but it looked pretty good. It looked like someone had refurbished it. Got it in a shop in Madison, Indiana, right on the Ohio River, across from Kentucky.
Nice.
And it looked much nicer. I camp with it.
Uh-huh. And it's been around a campfire.
Mist hits it and stuff, and so.
Well, it's got character now, and I mean, on that last song especially, you really shine, and so your bass is still shining, like, and you playing it, and you lend it out sometimes so graciously to others. I know I've called you before and said, I have so-and-so coming, they are not traveling with a bass. Can they use, have you named this one?
No names.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't name my cars either.
Yeah.
But yeah, when did you start playing with Cotton Jenny?
Well, I don't know. When did we get together? It was a couple years ago. It was 2015.
Yeah. 2015. There you go.
Yeah.
And was that for like a folk fest gig or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, played once, and yeah, Matt Johnson was in the band. He still is, if he wants to come back to town. And Jeremiah called and said, hey, do you want to play with these guys? I said, yes.
Yes. Well, it's so nice to have you here all the way down from, all the way up from Calypso Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, George. Make some sweet bass lines. Oh, yeah. And Caitlin, you say Matt Johnson, of course, plays mandolin and sings a lot with the band, but he's away.
He is away. He is out of town at the moment.
This is what happens in winter. People think they need to leave for extended times if needed, because I understand.
Yeah. It's probably wise.
Yeah. It happens. And I was looking at Ukulele Russ's Facebook post, and he just flew in last night, and he said their plane just skidded on the runway and on the ice, and he's like, okay, we're back. And yeah, he was on Alaska Live recently, a couple months ago, and so his television filmed version will be coming around on Alaska Live TV. So
nice.
So you're among good company of the Alaska musicians that have been on Alaska Live.
Absolutely. I am honored to be here.
It's so nice to have you. I want to ask you about your name. Sometimes the hardest part of having a band is coming up with a name that fits you and suits you. And Cotton Jenny definitely does. I don't know anything about how you got your name, though.
Yeah, it's probably not as romantic maybe as a person would like, but Matt came up with it. He was listening to the Gordon Lightfoot song, Cotton Jenny. Gordon Lightfoot, I won't say anything right now about it, but yeah, and then
Cotton Jenny, as in the name Jenny.
Jenny, like J-E-N-N-Y, and his sister's name is Ginny, and you know, it kind of just came out, and it seemed catchy, so... So yeah, Cotton Jenny it is.
Yeah, Cotton Jenny it is. And you say you're playing at Ivory Jack's this weekend out in Goldstream Valley.
That's right. Yeah, yes. We're really excited for that show. So that's Friday starting at 9.
And Fairbanks band Dead Calm is sharing the bill with you out there.
That's right. And so we're going to play first. We're going to start at 9, and Dead Calm's going to start around 11:30, I think. And
cool.
We'll go late, And yeah, and there's a new dance floor out there. So.
Oh, really?
That's what I hear.
Good rumor to start.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I swear, there's a new dance floor. But yeah, it's going to be a really fun night. And James Bartlett on sound.
Ah.
Always makes it a good night.
Always makes it a good night. Tonight here on sound, we've got Joshua Labuda, and he's doing a great job for us here at Alaska Live. Always have to give kudos to the sound guy because, you know.
It's important.
It's a big part.
It is.
Speaking of a little bit of a remodel, here at Alaska Live Studios, we've made our stage bigger. We've made more room for our audience. And it's really still cozy here, but pretty sweet. Brought some couches in, some vintage chairs. Yeah.
Vintage. I like it.
Yeah.
The bookshelves are pretty interesting back here. You could get lost in some of those old tapes.
Yeah, for the KUAC FM listening audience of Alaska Live, we're playing amongst a bunch of old beta tapes and reel-to-reels and all number of old tech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could really get lost looking through. I had somebody come in here one day and say, hey, if you ever see this one tape, let me know. I'm like, okay, I should have written that down because now I have no idea what tape I'm looking for.
Yeah, there's the trouble would be finding something that you could actually play these things on.
Oh, we've got a UAF archive here. They've got all kind of things. We've got our very own Steve Horman who still can play a reel-to-reel and digitize it. So we've got people.
Mm-hmm. That's what you need.
Well, love to hear another song. And what's next on the set list?
Next is another original song called "Nowhere to Go," and this is a song about winter.
One, two, three. Trees are drunk. From the weight of the coast, the sun's low on the line like a big can of Coke. But I ain't seen blue skies since I seen something float, and you're just standing there holding the smoke. Come on inside, you guys. Quit all your fussing, it's time to let go. I'll light a fire, you can pick out the show. Again and again. Well, sometimes
Oh, Cotton Jenny. Maybe because it's winter, that is my favorite song so far in the set, just because it feels so cozy to hear that. And, you know, it is winter and it just snowed way more than maybe an inch or so that was called for last night.
You know? It's a little bit hairy out there.
At our house, it was like more like 7 inches of snow that fell, and plus some freezing rain. And so you got nowhere to go. That is really great.
That's it. Sometimes that's the truth.
I can all relate to that, especially this morning.
Yeah.
And last night when suddenly there was liquid water coming out of the sky.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate.
That was unfortunate. Covered everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write that in the winter, I bet?
You know, one would imagine I probably did.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, I don't totally remember writing that song. I think I was sitting in my bathroom, maybe, which is where I play, because that's the only place where I don't wake my kids up after they're asleep. But that's all right. There's nice acoustics in there. But I think I had another song in my head and was trying to write a song that didn't sound like that one, and that's what I came up with.
It almost sounds like, you know, maybe you had just sang your kids a lullaby and you had that going through your head too.
Right.
Do they get lullabies at night for bedtime?
They do. They each have a song that they like to hear every night. And my littlest one likes the Flyaway Waltz, which is one of my songs.
She requests one of your songs.
She does.
That was one of the first songs you played here tonight.
Yeah. So.
Oh, she requests as a lullaby. That's sweet.
It is really sweet.
And the other one, her favorite lullaby?
Her favorite is Stay Awake, which is a song from the Mary Poppins soundtrack.
Oh.
Yeah, that Julie Andrews sings. Yeah. She sings Stay Awake so that all the kids fall asleep.
Very classic.
Yeah. That's the nightly routine.
Your kids have good parents, obviously. Some good parenting there, that they have chosen one of your songs and from Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud, I have to say.
You should be. And they're not quite school age yet. You wrote a song where you were dropping one off to preschool.
That's right. So my youngest is in kindergarten and my oldest is in third grade and they're both at Pearl Creek.
Aw,
yeah.
Their buses were late this morning.
You know, I drove them in. The bus has been great. The bus has been really great this year, but I did drive them in today. I just felt like, you know,
yeah,
I can probably take a little extra time and do that.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, one of these Alaska Live sessions at night is past your bedtime because you have a day job. You're not just Caitlin Fry with Cotton Jenny. You have a day job. And you work for, not Fish and Game.
Not Fish and Game. I work for DOT.
DOT.
Yeah.
And so, I do recognize your name from some press releases from Department of Transportation and such. So you keep the humans moving around the state.
Well, I at least communicate about it.
Yeah.
So I'm in the communications office, so I tell people about what's going on. And I must say that our maintenance folks are working really hard out there right now. So kudos to all them.
They're absolutely. Hear, yep. For DOT.
Yeah. They've got a little bit of work in front of them, but they're doing awesome and they're working hard. So.
One day I had gone down to visit my husband, at Clear. Actually, I think I was going down not only to visit him, but to witness a retirement program for one of the people that worked here at KUAC and at Clear, Billy Brown. And I was coming back and I got a flat tire, and I swear it was because maybe one of the plow trucks had, you know, stirred up some gravel or something and it was sharp and whatever. No, I'm sure it wasn't his fault. But what he did when he saw I had a flat tire, he pulled over his big plow truck. And he was like, oh, you can sit in the car. And I was like, are you sure I need to be out here with you? He's like, no. And he changed my tire and sent me on my way. And I said, hey, are there any songs you like to hear? Because I've got a show tonight on KUAC. And I will play you, what do you want, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, what do you want? He goes, well, Johnny Cash tune would be great. And so I told, at that time, I think it was Meadow Bailey that was the communications person.
And she still is. Yes.
Ah, yes.
I work with her.
So. Oh, and I told Meadow that story, and she just loved it. It was so nice of him to pull over on his busy day and change my tire for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there. Those guys are out there on the roads a lot, and they do a lot more than just plow the roads.
Keeping Alaskans safe in so many ways.
This is true.
Yeah. So that's your day job. You'll be bright and early there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I might have talked to Meadow a little bit about coming in just a touch late. But
she might be listening right now, staying up late because she knows you're on Alaska Live on KUAC.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah, give Caitlin a little bit of leeway tomorrow morning. Well, I feel it's worth it that you guys are staying up late.
I do too. I am more than happy to stay up late for the show.
And we totally appreciate the studio audience staying up late to be here and the folks out there listening on the radio staying up late with us. It's really great. Let's hear another tune. We've got time for a few more.
All right. Well, this next one is called The Devil's Shotgun.
Is it worth me?
You're tuned in to KUAC's Alaska Live. My guests here, Cotton Jenny. It's Travis Burrows on drums, George Yanakopoulos on bass, and Jeremiah Bakken playing electric guitar and backing vocals. And Caitlin Fry heads up the band with her songs and her guitar and her great voice. Wow. You've really become one of the Fairbanks favorite bands. You've played a lot of shows, whether it's Golden Days or the Duct Tape and Blue Tarp Ball. What does one wear if you're the featured band at the Tape and Tarp Ball?
I guess that depends on who you ask, but
it's been a while since I've gone to that, and so I can't remember if the band usually played along or not.
Yeah, I made something or other the last 2 years, so you know, they were a little hard to maneuver in. You know, duct tape is unfortunately not a very forgiving material, but yeah, I wore some tape and tarp,
and that Tape and Tarp Ball happens in the middle of summer, and even though it's Alaska, we know our Fairbanks summers can be sweltering.
Yes. Like I said, unforgiving duct tape is.
Not very breathable costume. Well, speaking of gigs, you've got one out at Ivory Jack's weekend on Friday, and so if you like what you hear tonight, this band will be fully plugged in and amplified out at Ivory Jack's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How fun. And you regularly play other places like the Marlin and festivals and, yeah.
Yeah, we'll play wherever, you know, we can get a gig.
So. The Fairbanks Red Hackle Pipe Band always says, we'll play weddings, we'll play funerals, we'll play.
Yeah.
Just like, oh. All stages of life.
Yeah, you know, there's music is needed, live music is needed in a lot of different places.
And now more than any time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you made a pilgrimage down to Juneau to play the Alaska Folk Fest yet?
I have not. Mm-hmm. I know that that's one of George's favorite yearly getaways, but I have not made it down there yet. And I really hope to at some point.
Yeah.
You know, it's... It takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of money.
You did mention that you have a day job and a family and, you know, some responsibilities. But it is, I think people would love you down there on that big stage in the auditorium.
Yeah, I would really like to do that sometime.
And we'd like to have Fairbanks represent down there.
Right, right.
Yeah. That's in important. Our capital city, we got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of your favorite festivals that you've played here, like in the summertime, traveling around?
You know, I really like going up to Chicken. Chicken Stock. Yeah. It's, we've played that, for the past, 3 years, I think. And yeah, you know, I can bring my kids up there and, or maybe the last 2 years, but yeah, I can bring my kids up there, the whole family and, you know, and.
Camp out in the parking lot and play on the stage.
Right, and there's, you know, your phone doesn't work.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's a little bubble for a long weekend. And, yeah, that's a really fun one. I like going to that one.
I bet you rock that Chicken Stock stage with some Cotton Jenny tunes.
Do my best, or we do our best.
Well, we have time for one more from you here on Alaska Live.
So this last one... That we're gonna play. We're gonna get a little weird on you and do a cover tune. This one's a Bob Dylan song.
Thank you.
Thanks to the studio audience for braving the roads tonight and enjoying Cotton Jenny with us. And thanks to you out there listening on KUAC FM and streaming on KUAC.org. Thanks to the Alaska Live TV crew, Mac Landry and Heather Hinsman, sound techs Joshua Labuda and Aaron Williams, Mark Rippey in the FM booth. And have a great night. For KUAC's Alaska Live, I'm Lori Neufeld.
Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.